There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight, and welcome to it. Kate Delaney, happy to be here with all of you, and happy to say that it was 80 degrees where I live in my nook and cranny. I know some of you were dealing with some freezing temperatures and still a lot of snow removal, especially in Nashua, New Hampshire. Hello to all of you once again, and so many in Massachusetts and in New England, because you got the snowmageddon that was real. Not the pretend kind of snow that the weather people were talking about in New York City or in Philadelphia. Speaking of pretend, it's almost like I'm going to pretend that the White House didn't say this. Tell me if this isn't shocking, and I don't care what your ideology is. When I say to you, Taliban, do you think terrorist organization? Do you think some terror ties? What do you think the Taliban is all about? At the White House today, they said that the United States may negotiate prisoner swaps with the Taliban because, unlike the Islamic State, they're not considered a terrorist group. They're not considered a terrorist group? Wow. And this all relates to whether the Jordanian government's announcement that it would make a deal with ISIS to win freedom for a captured pilot was at all analogous to the U.S., remember when, trading back in June 5 Taliban members for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. And that politically charged swap. Because after that, and actually it didn't matter, Democrat or Republican, there were a lot of people in Congress upset because they didn't approve the prisoner swap. So here we have this war in Afghanistan. And it's the Taliban we were fighting in Afghanistan, or a big chunk of the Taliban anyway, and the idea that, well, the Taliban isn't really considered a terrorist organization. Wow. I mean, they're carrying out terror attacks. So how can we not say that they're a terrorist organization? I think that's one of the strangest things I have ever heard come out of a spokesperson's mouth out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Armed insurgency is what it later boiled down to as more reporters jumped up to question in shock the fact that they don't think the Taliban is a terrorist group. So it ultimately boiled down to that. Well, armed insurgency. There is a problem with the labels of terror groups, I think, when it comes to the administration. And, you know, frankly, I don't get it. I mean, that claim is so ridiculous. I think of people I know who did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and trust me, they were after the Taliban. They killed thousands of people, the Taliban did. Thousands of innocent people. I mean, I think what this is just the White House messed up the Bergdahl trade. And that's it. And now I guess they just want to make sure they're trying to justify what happened by doing the semantics thing and splitting hairs, if you will, on comparing the Taliban to ISIS. It's ridiculous. Crazy. And not too many people, I don't believe, were talking about this, which is really, really surprising to me, I gotta say. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we take you back for a conversation with Ed Randall. And the reason why is because I noticed that now here at the beginning of the year, and the conversation turns to cancers and prostate cancer. And prostate cancer is one of those cancers that if you get the test, there's a great chance you catch it. You can go through, if something sounds, you can go through what you have to go through much easier than if you wait till later in the game. And there's always a lot of celebrities and especially sports stars that, remember, there was Joe Torre back in the day really pushing the whole get the test, and don't be afraid because this is something that is preventable. Also, we're going to talk about cyber security with Mikey D, one of my favorites If you haven't heard him on the show before, you don't want to miss that conversation. And at the tail end of the hour, yes, indeed, the Super Bowl is here. So that means the end of Nail the Score. Nail the Score is like picking lottery numbers. Seahawks, Patriots, who do you think wins? And what do you think the final score is going to be? It could be anything. You could say Patriots win it 48-7. You could say Seahawks win it 27-21. It doesn't matter. Pick a side, and once you call or send me an email at americatonight.net, you own that number. It becomes your numbers. So not bad, eh? Speaking of not bad, we've been talking about this conference for a while now. It's worth mentioning, coming out of D.C., looking at the schedule, I was looking ahead. And we have these nuclear talks that are continuing in Istanbul, right? And it involves the U.S., the U.K., France, China, Russia, Germany. It's political directors, and it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, comes out of this, because this has been talked about for a long time. And then, closer to home, because that's in Turkey, closer to home, Iran sanctions legislation will be discussed. The U.S. Senate committee, with their hearing on sanctions, on what happens with sanctions and pushing sanctions forward against Iran, although the president has said he would veto that, he would not go along with sanctions. And also on the Hill, and this is big because, you know, we've been talking about net neutrality and what does that mean to you, and, you know, we're all on the internet highway. The FCC is holding a meeting on broadband access, and I think there could be some pretty significant things that may come out of this if any actions are taken to accelerate access, that kind of stuff. And then when the FCC holds a vote on whether to reclassify broadband service to make it like a telephone service, that would mean it would be subject to, guess what, our favorite word for most of us, regulation, which means it would trickle down to all of us, because eventually I bet you we would face the taxes on that. So there's going to be some things, I think, that come out of that FCC meeting for sure. Also, you've got in New York, it's interesting, you have the former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who is holding a conference in New York City on, and it's Foreign Relations Committee that's holding this, on, you know, what's happening as far as the CFR is concerned, the Foreign Relations Council, and where are we on all of that. And then, if we crisscross to Russia, I dug deep on this, you have Vladimir Putin, who is speaking at Russia's regional leaders conference in Moscow. And if you think about Putin, remember, there's the press to really put the clips on, sanction-wise, on Russia because of what's going on with the Ukraine, because it still is all that fighting that is happening there. But coming up next on America Tonight, prostate cancer and why it's so important to get those checks. You don't want to miss it because of how preventable it is, especially when you get the checkups. And then we're talking about cybersecurity as well. So don't forget, keep the number handy, 855-266-5283. Tail end of the hour, we're nailing the score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I know you see me just like you.
It's an important month right now, and we've already talked about this a little bit. I know two people in my life who got prostate cancer. Luckily, it was detected early enough. And here's the key. This is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. When it is detected, the cure rate is as high as maybe 96 to 97%. We have Ed Randall with us, and he's the guy who came up with Fans for the Cure. And he is a prostate cancer survivor himself. Ed, thanks for popping on the show. Tell everybody your story and how this is such a passion of yours to really get people involved in getting those checks early.
Kate, I was 47 years old at the time, no history of cancer in the family, no symptoms when I went for a routine physical. Oh, so I thought it was going to be routine. And the next day my doctor called me and says, your PSA is really high. Now, at this point in time, my definition of PSA, having broadcast for a number of years, was, repeat after me, public service announcement. I had no idea that this was an indicator for prostate cancer. And my doctor says, you know what, maybe the lab screwed up, and let's come back, take another blood test, send it to another lab, which is the last thing I wanted to hear because I've had a fear of needles since I was 5 years old. But under the circumstances, I came back to the second test, and the second test was exactly that of the first. I was filled with cancer, and it was shocking. And after I went through my journey, and as I like to say, having been a baseball guy for many, many years, God gave me a second at bat at life, I came to this realization that the day in which I was diagnosed, I felt like I feel okay talking to you right now. I was fine, absolutely fine. And I came to understand, you know what? There could be tens, hundreds, thousands, millions of American men like me out there walking around feeling fine, thinking they were fine, when in fact they're anything but fine. So that is when we established 10 years ago the 501c3 known as Ed Randall's Fans for the Cure at fansforthecure.org, which is the number 4, dedicated to the proposition of spreading the twin gospels of prostate cancer awareness and the life-saving value of early detection that saved my life.
Yeah, and as you pass that on, you've got a big announcement too that I heard earlier today that you have Steve Garvey, 10-time All-Star. I covered this guy when I was covering baseball in California, Major League Baseball MVP, Mr. Dodger, of course, and now he's the chairman of the board of directors, right?
He's chairman of the board of directors, 2-time MVP, You know him from having covered him, and he went through the trouble of getting prostate cancer early last year. And I got home one day in January of last year, and there's a message on my home phone from Steve Garvey saying, I've just gotten out of UCLA Medical. I had prostate cancer, and now I'm fine. And my father had it. His father had it, which, by the way, doubles your chances of having getting prostate cancer. And so we began a deeper relationship. I've known Steve through the years as a working journalist, but he said, I want to be part of the Army. And we've had continuing conversations, and then at our board meeting last week, we designated him as our chairman of the board, and we're thrilled to have him.
So with guys like Garvey involved, that's great, and we can see obviously, Ed, you know, you're able to draw a lot of people into the charity that you establish. What's the most rewarding part for you of this whole thing?
Just getting the message out. There's the numbers for prostate cancer cases are epidemic. 1 in 6 Caucasian men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. He is a Latino, 1 in 5, and if he is African-American, where tragically the incidence of prostate cancer is 1 in 4, you contrast that with breast cancer, which is 1 in 8. A man is 33% more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than a woman is breast cancer. I may be one of the few people in America who knows that. And yet, as you mentioned in your gracious introduction, there's a 96 to 97% cure rate if prostate cancer is detected early. What is the reward for me? Just being the messenger. And with the absolute determination, then focus of changing behavior, changing American history, bringing this to the front row where it deserves to be, and telling men that are 40 years of age and older that they have a responsibility to go to the doctors. See, Kate, you're part of the you're the superior sex. Women go to the doctors like they like it or something, but they go. And men are, I feel fine. Well, that's not an excuse. Again, I felt fine when I was diagnosed. So the satisfaction here is spreading our gospels of prostate cancer awareness, the life-saving value of early detection, and knowing that we have saved lives.
Yeah, well said. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask you this because I spent some time at WFAN, loved it. I was there under Mark Chernoff in 2000 to 2003 before I came on board with a syndicated show. But the fan has had some great moments. And you're a guy who's done the radio thing. You do the radio thing. You're an author. You're a sports writer. And you even got to jump in. I mean, you came in, jumped in for Bob Shepherd. Shepherd, the legendary voice, God rest his soul, of the Yankees, the PA guy in that stadium, who, when I first met him, he was just the most incredible man. I loved his pipes, too. What was that like for you?
I had the privilege of sitting in his chair for a 3-game weekend series here at Yankee Stadium between the Yankees and the Angels. And that 3-game series with both teams in contention at the time, in August of 2008, there were 162,371 fans in the stands. I counted. And somebody said to me after those 3 games were over with, what was it like? And I said it was probably akin to cleaning the table after the Last Supper. to be sitting in his chair for 3 days, to step on that pedal and hear my voice reverberate around the stadium and announce everybody except Derek Jeter, of course, because that was the province of Bob Shepard. It was just an out-of-body experience and one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah. Boy, very strange to see Derek Jeter gone, isn't it? Because pretty much this is the end of the road. And of all the years that I covered Derek Jeter, it makes me feel old. I don't know about you, because he just always seems like a kid to me. But it's hard to believe that this is it for Jeter, isn't it?
Well, it is hard to believe, because people thought he was going to play forever, and of course nobody does. But what's crazy about it is that there were little kids that came to baseball as fans at 6, 7, 8 years old, who are now in their 20s and perhaps married with children. This is the only guy they've ever seen play shortstop for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
So for them, it's really shocking that this guy is leaving after this week.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Ed Randall, Fans for the Cure, check it out. Go get checked and pay attention and help this charity. It's a great one. Thanks, Ed, for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you so much for having me. The best of luck to you. I really enjoyed being with you.
Thanks to Ed for, again, coming on, talking about, you heard him one day, everything's fine, and who knew? He had no clue that he was walking around with prostate cancer, and now he's got Steve Garvey involved in the organization, who also went through prostate cancer. I mentioned that I knew two people, and they were both young, luckily caught it soon enough, but were both horrified, had no clue, had no any signs of it, just was a normal checkup, and they decided to go ahead and take the test. And it's just a good lesson for everyone listening. Guys, take care of your health, for goodness sake. You don't want to have to battle this. You know, you don't want to have to battle something that maybe, if you're lucky, you catch it early, so it doesn't become such a horrific experience and one that takes your life. Those rates that I mentioned, and you heard him mention as well, the fact that, you know, we're almost, nothing is 100%, but the fact that we can say 96-97% is just absolutely amazing. And sure enough, those statistics are true if you take the test, and that's the key thing. And the test is no big deal, according to everyone I know that's done it. So if you do that, then you won't find yourself in that situation where you have to make choices about your health and you're waging a war. Let's face it, it's a war that you don't know that you're going to come out on the other side. So good for Ed and for all the people that are helping him. I think it's a great organization. That's why we had him on. Fans for the Cure is the name of it. Fans for the Cure. You can check that out and see some of the things that they've done. And most of it is in trying to get people to recognize that they need to get the test. And it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Hang with us. Back with more in just a second.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, we've been talking a lot, obviously, heading out of 2014 and into this new year about all of what happened with Sony, the hacking. Was it North Korea? Was it a disgruntled employee? The whole cyber terrorism thing just in general. Not that we haven't talked about that before. We've talked about it a lot, in fact, cybersecurity here on America Tonight. Thought it'd be fun to have Michael Daugherty on with us. He's the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Boy, is that up our alley. Hey, Michael, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Kate. Happy New Year.
So the cybersecurity thing and the Sony push-pull, what's your take on that and the North Korea?
You know, honestly, the big picture is it doesn't matter. We are getting hit from all sides, whether it came from an insider or whether it came from North Korea. It could have come from either because the defenses are down. And our defenses are down because we have a government whose job it is to protect us from our commerce. And that's what this is. This is our intellectual property. This is what makes America great. This is the product of our free enterprise system. And they don't know where it's coming from. That's the big picture problem. This didn't happen overnight. Seems to get everyone's attention because we couldn't watch this movie that insulted a dictator on Christmas, which whatever it takes. But the big picture is this isn't going to stop until we have a government that gets our act together.
Yeah, and what would you, you know, if you were suddenly in charge, what would you do? What are a couple of the quick steps you would take to do something about this?
I would reach out to what makes us strong, which is the free enterprise system, all the technological expertise. I mean, the reason we are so vulnerable is we are in this 21st century battle now where you have all these cyber experts that can just tunnel down and be work out of their homes or work in obscure spaces. But there are ethical hackers out there, and they're brilliant, and they are sort of the nerds, right? Weren't they the nerds we grew up with?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a lot of power now, and we need to reach out and embrace. And that's kind of our weakness as a government right now. We have a government that really believes that government is the answer, and it's not. I mean, our founding fathers knew it wasn't, and they have to reach out to what makes us great. We don't have a habit of doing that the last 7 years at least.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that. The ethical hackers, because they know how to get there, right? It's not just a movie. You know, in the movies, you see that, actually. What was that movie, Swordfish, right? Where
the hacker
comes in and, you know, but the bottom line is he knows what to do and then ultimately it turns around. But it's not a Hollywood script, but in the real world, this exists, like you say. So why wouldn't you use that expertise? Why wouldn't you seek
it out?
And
it is because, honestly, we are in a different type of borderless, almost invisible war, and those are soldiers, and the hackers are on the other side. And what has our government been doing? They were on this battlefield, and who do they send? Lawyers with suits. And that's how ridiculous it is. The other side's got soldiers with guns. We send lawyers with suits. No wonder we're not winning. We're setting rules down, thinking it's going to stop anything. And these regulators are attacking the corporations. It's like when Sony gets hacked, that's the eighth inning, not the first. When J.P. Morgan, who spends $250 million a year on cybersecurity, gets nailed, that's not J.P. Morgan's problem. We have a bigger issue here. And finger-pointing and attacking enterprise isn't going to solve this. And we really have to reach out. And I just don't think we have a collaborative administration right now. And we've got the reason everyone wants our stuff is because we're so good. And we need to use what makes us so different and good and be more collaborative with our own people.
Yeah, and that goes to what you're saying, you know, with the being borderless. And that's in other areas, too. Do you see this stretch out into other parts of business, just even small businesses in general?
Right, because that's right. I mean, the whole Internet has removed borders. I mean, it's sort of blended cultures. It's you can now work from your home. I wrote my book working in England for 3 weeks, and I'm talking to people over Skype while it's going on. I mean, it makes defending yourself more difficult, and we have to be therefore more collaborative and work together because it's just the reality, and it does cut both ways. I mean, it's now much more of a world economy. You can create things and work with people all over the world, and then that also means criminals can fade in the woodwork. So it's tougher.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And talking about your book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, and mentioning some of the things that you talk about in it, and some of the shock, and that's the idea. What would we be just blown away by? People listening to you right now in the nooks and crannies by some of what you discovered.
I discovered the fact that Congress has given these agencies so much power that we assume that the founding fathers separated the executive branch and the legislative branch and judicial branch because we had to have power separated. And then, and because otherwise they're just fat and lazy and inefficient. When you've got all the power, you're inefficient and lazy. Well, they created, and also corrupt, and they've created these agencies and they've given them all this power. And it's been going on for a century. And we are at this fulcrum right now because you would not believe these regulators have their own courts, their own rules. The justice system, the judicial system cannot intercede until they're finished. And so you have people being bullied, yet obviously they're being incredibly inefficient because they're not doing anything to protect us. They're just attacking people that get hacked. And the reason they've done this all these years is because they get away with it. Anybody, a big corporation or a big government, I don't care what it is, when you have all your power centralized, you get fat and lazy, and that is why we're so defenseless. The things they can do that are quote-unquote legal will shock you.
Yeah, absolutely. And people do not realize that. And, you know, it's interesting, and it cuts across, I mean, almost anything besides just business. And this was one of the things that you specifically highlighted. And we know this is the ongoing war with this new Congress is medicine.
It's That's right.
frightening. I mean, it's like when you say to people, and, you know, Happy New Year's and here's your good health. Boy, no kidding. Let's hope you have
well,
good health.
I say, you know, when I have the flu, I don't call my congressman. But for some reason, we voted in politicians to run medicine. And this, again, is very similar to technology. When you're in these highly specific areas that need advanced knowledge, politicians aren't it. And that's who we have put in place to control this. No wonder they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
No wonder Obamacare is ripping the medical infrastructure fabric apart. And no wonder we have cybersecurity problems. This we've stopped using our experts. And we've empowered these politicians that buy votes with these empty promises. And we need to grow up and realize just because they're a congressman or a president doesn't mean they know how to operate in surgery or chemotherapy or cybersecurity.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. We want to tell everybody a little bit about you, too, as well, and make sense that you would write this book, that you are also a CEO of a cancer detection laboratory by trade. So in this whole business war that we're talking about, you've come up against the overregulation and the problems, haven't you?
Right. I've been in medicine since for 30 years, and I founded the medical laboratory in 96. And we diagnose tissue for cancer, and we look at blood for tumor markers. We've been doing this since 96. And so I've been in the trenches, and we got hacked. And it turned out we got hacked by someone that was working with the feds. And we had a government knocking our door thinking we were just going to roll over because they said so. And because we were in medicine, they were going to still ruin our reputation. Usually you can kind of just roll over and take it and move on, but we were in a lose-lose situation. So I felt like I had to write the book to show everybody, not tell them, but to show them exactly how they operate. And it all started in 2008 before we had Snowden and Assange and WikiLeaks, and now here we are in this red-hot topic. So I'm really glad I wrote it, and the government is really upset I wrote it, which is good.
I bet.
I enjoyed
They've
it.
Got you on speed dial. They've got everything. They know exactly. Where to look to find you,
Michael. I will
Michael.
Say Daryl Issa helped a lot in House Oversight because they started investigating in 2014, and we had a big investigation, and I testified in front of Congress in July, and we have all sorts of stuff coming up that's going to happen in the next few months. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll be doing a lot more holding the government accountable. It's a very long road, but I have to say it's quite worth it, and it's been very exciting.
Yeah, so when this happened to you and this threw you into the middle, this is when you decided, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm going to blow the whistle on all this nonsense.
Because, you know, you have to make a terrible thing that happens to you into a positive. And I had my health and I had my family, and they couldn't destroy my financial situation. And then cause of action, an oversight pro bono law firm understood that this battle was a big deal for the country. So they picked up all the legal fees once the government sued me about this last year. And, you know, and then we had a whistleblower come in and blow the whistle on the government and this hacker. And we just got criminal immunity from the Justice Department in November, and we're all kind of set to roll here. And it's taken a long time, but, you know, to be able to, it's not easy, but to be able to walk through D.C. and battle all that and persevere and have these, I mean, it's a phenomenal honor to be able to testify in front of Congress or work within the political process. As crazy and frustrating, as dirty as it is, the fact is it's America and you can do it. And it's been amazing. I've met some phenomenal people and some people I don't want to meet again, but it's what makes us strong. It's been a great ride. I'm not glad it happened to me, but it has been a great ride.
So I say this all the time, that as much as we can condemn people in Congress, there are a few good ones.
No, it's true. And the staffers work their tails off, and it is a hard job. And a lot of these things that happened decades ago with these agencies. And truly, we have so many congressmen. Even this, the 114th Congress is starting this week, is full of so many young, new people that just aren't lawyers. And we've got such a new blood coming in. It takes time, but it's great and it's invigorating. And I have to tell you, part of my knocking on doors in Congress is to tell them what the agencies do. They don't know. Unless people tell them, they don't know. It's important that we, you know, I tried to reach out calmly and routinely, you know, not running in there screaming, and to have some of them read the book and see articles, and it's been, you know, it's been great, and yeah, it's a job I really wouldn't want, and I respect those that try it.
There you go. I love that. All right, good stuff, Michael Dougherty. Pick up the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. There you
all
go.
Over Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, the Super Bowl variety. Kate Delaney, tail end of the show. How about that final Nail the Score? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me your guess, americatonight.net. americatonight.net. So there's two teams left. That's it. Seahawks or the Patriots. Who do you think wins? And what do you think the final score is? Kayak, you know, the website that you go to that searches flights and hotels and cars, they have predicted that Seattle will win against New England. And they crunched a bunch of numbers, and that's how they came up with the statistics behind their guess of Seattle and why they're taking home the trophy. And they say they're confident that they'll do it again. They're standing by this pledge that they're going to win with a staggering 29.19% increase in average search activity. That's what they're saying. They're basing it on the searches for the Seahawks versus the searches for New England, as if that was a good way to pick it. But hey, in some zoos, they've got elephants picking who's going to win. So you can analyze this upside down, forwards and backwards. In the end, I always say it is like picking lottery numbers or Keno numbers because, you know, that's what you're doing. You're just taking a stab at it. You're just pick a side and come up with a number, and it's just that easy. All right, so not easy to do, but easy to come up with a guess. I think Seattle will win it, and I think the final score is going to be 38-34. 38-34. So there's all this talk about it's been 10 years for Tom Brady, the whole Deflategate and all that other sort of stuff. But I'm thinking Seattle pulls it out, only we're going to see a better game. It's going to be closer if you invest in it. Our pal Jack from Down Under, where it's summertime, by the way, for all of you people dealing with snow, he says the Pats will take it 21-14. So that's Jack's prediction. If you have one, by the way, on Pal Talk, you can shoot it to me right there on the Pal Talk newsroom site, or 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I said this before, but stepping in for Nathan, stuck on ATN duty, is is Sugar Shane Mosley, or his distant cousin anyway. So, Shane, right. What do you say? Who do you think wins this?
I have the Pats ticket. I'm actually really close to what was the guy down under there that you mentioned?
Jack, 21-14.
Yeah. I have a very, very similar one. I have the Pats winning 21-17 in this one.
Ooh, 21-17. So defense steps up on both sides.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep.
Right, which is normal. So that's why my guess is a little high, but I think you're going to see defense, but I think at the tail end you're going to see some scoring. So we'll see. I like it, though. That would be a close Super Bowl. That'd be interesting. So.
Yeah, well, you know, the one thing you can always count on with a Super Bowl is that you can't count on anything. You know what I mean? It's never what you expect.
Never what you expect. That's for sure. Will you go to a party or do you have to work?
No, I'll be hanging out with the family and eating lots of food like our earlier guest was talking about. So.
That's right. Your 10,000 calories, get it all in one smoothing. Just make sure you just do a few jumping jacks in between.
You go. Now you're talking.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Shane, thank you. Again, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Grim is listening to us in Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing okay this evening, Kate. How are you been?
Boy, under the weather, but finally recovering. I got strep throat.
Well, I kind of had that too last week. So
You had strep throat? Because they say it's unusual for to get it if you had it when you were a kid, but I didn't have it when I was a kid.
Well, mine started up Sunday last week, and I just came inside, got a little dizzy, and I projectile threw up.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, and that's how it started, and then it went downhill.
Oh,
so I kind of been feverish all week. Still,
feel better.
Oh yeah, I'll get there. You know, it's just a bug.
Yep, just a bug.
I came in this. You know, as a matter of fact, it was my first time calling you, coming in, predicting this score, and if you remember, I deemed it as the good, the bad, and ugly, and we'll just go, you know, how Kevin Baker, Bacon, you can go, what is it, 7 degrees Bacon or 6 degrees, whatever?
Six degrees.
Yeah, you can go 13 degrees Grim. Because, I predict what everybody else did, and I told you it'd be the ugly, and it was going to be Dallas, and it was all going to be because of the gambling, and Dallas did win. But I didn't predict the score. But you take a look at that, too, with the fact that even the movie we have come out, The Sniper, that's Clint Eastwood. So you see where I'm going, don't you?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even with predicting the score, I get 13 degrees. There's been through the last 16 weeks, certain picks and whatnot. But you're going to really be shocked at what I predict.
All right, what's your prediction?
It's going to be 32 New England, 32 Seahawks.
A tie.
First time in Super Bowl history.
I would love it. That would be hilarious. A tie.
We
can't break it. Yeah.
We already had one this year.
Yep.
And because of the rules and regulations and all this huff and puff we've been having going on, it would fit the NFL just fine if it had.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? They try to play and nobody scores and all. I mean, how many could they can't, they can only play so many, and then it would end. There's no way they would allow that to end in a tie, but I love it, Grim. Are you kidding? They'd be there till, if they stayed till 2 in the morning, they're going to not allow a tie.
So who would get the Super Bowl parade in that instance?
If they had a tie,
I
guess both
cities. Grim fell off here.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if they? I think it's almost an improbability though, because they play the coin flip and then play the periods. But what would they do? I guess it's not completely out of the realm. Oh my gosh, would just be wild.
Yeah.
I hope it happens. That would
wouldn't
be the wildest
be awesome?
Thing.
Yeah.
It would.
That would be pretty
if it
funny.
Ended up in a tie, oh, I would love it. It would just be a fitting end to a crazy season.
Yes.
No kidding. I mean, if you're going to slip a call in, you got to do it quickly. Dan in Texas, Phil in Missouri, any of you guys, if you're listening, Pete in Texas, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net if you catch it before the top. I know there's some people that Sharon, for example, and some others that have guesses, and don't worry, I'll get them. How about Cop, my pal in New Jersey? Patriots. I don't know why. Every time I think of Cop, I think, oh, that's like home. I like think of like pork roll sandwiches and Wawa coffee and the
nice.
Boardwalk, because he's right where I grew up, only like 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away. So he says 24, Patriots 24-20 over Seattle. So everybody, a lot of people really guessing the Patriots. I'm the only one who picked, right? I'm the only one who picked Seattle out of the group. On the air, etc., and from Pal Talk. Now, we have some more at americatonight.net, and this one from Jack, not Jack Down Under, because he already weighed in, the other Jack. And Jack says, Kate, there is no way Seattle wins this. Patriots win it, and I think the final score is 28-14. 28-14. By the way, Cop chimes in. He says hoagies. Yeah, I was. You know when you live someplace, food is indigenous to where you live, and that's what people talk about. And people always talk about cheesesteaks. But my friends, if you go to Philadelphia to the Constitution Center or Independence Hall or whatever, it's on your bucket list, whatever it might be. Get a hoagie. Ask somebody where to get a hoagie. A hoagie, to me, trumps actually. A cheese steak. Here's another one. This one from Bryce, who says, Kate, I was trying to get through. For some reason, I couldn't get through. I'm going to say the Patriots win it, and I think the final score is 26-14. 26-14. Should be interesting. Enjoy that Super Bowl. And, hey, I hope somebody nails the score.
Big Berkey water filter. We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY.